Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I'll bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the University of Cincinnati Bearcats. Now, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I am up to 636 subscribers. That is awesome. Let's keep it rolling. We're on a roll again here, trying to get to 700 as fast as we can. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys. As you know, college football season has started. My Bearcats are playing this Saturday. Now, all of a sudden, Ohio State and the Big Ten have decided that they aren't going to take their ball and go home, and they're going to play. They made an announcement today. Their football season will begin October 24th, which is almost a month after UC starts. Now, the part that, I'm happy for Ohio State fans because I do root for Ohio State when they're not playing the Bearcats, you know, which isn't very often. So they're kind of like my second favorite college because they're in the state of Ohio. But I was really excited that the Bearcats would have an actual legit shot if we went undefeated of maybe getting into the college football playoffs. Now, not so much. I mean, people are like, well, the Big Ten, they're not even going to play as many games as we do, yada, yada, yada. Ohio State and the Big Ten would not come back unless they were given some kind of encouragement or some kind of guarantee that they will be given a shot to get into the college football playoffs. So, if UC goes undefeated, I don't think they're going to get in. Unfortunately, that's where we're at as far as being in the American Athletic Conference. It would be nice. This is where I wish they would go to the 8 teams, you know, to let these other teams in, at least 6 teams, to let other teams in, especially from the group of 5. Yeah, I know, we'll get our heads kicked in, but look, when the Bearcats went to the Orange Bowl and Sugar Bowl, that was awesome. Yes, we got destroyed by Florida. Virginia Tech, we gave them at least a game. The thing was, we were building momentum, and if Brian Kelly hadn't left and we kept, you know, being able to give him the shot to go, you never know what would have happened. So that's what I'm hoping that would happen with UC. If you keep giving them the shots and we get to keep our coach, which Luke Fickell doesn't look like he's going anywhere anytime soon, hopefully, then you start to get the better players in. You start to get momentum. You start to get up to where you have to be able to play against Florida, Ohio State, these guys. And that's why I was hoping we'd get a shot at this year. That's why I really wish they would just move it to 6 teams instead of 4. But it is what it is. On to good news, though. The University of Cincinnati football team is playing this Saturday versus Austin Peay. It's at 12 o'clock on ESPN+. Now, another interesting thing. Right now, the Bearcats are ranked 13th because none of the Big Ten, none of the Pac-12, none of those teams were going to play. What happens in a month from now? I don't know, because that'll be interesting. We've played almost a month of football games. And what are you going to do? Come in and put Ohio State at number 2 right off the bat? You know, I mean, I'm not sure how all that's going to work out because, well, in my opinion, Big Ten and Pac-12 made a huge mistake in saying that they're not going to play and just expected everybody to follow them, and it didn't work out. So, in my opinion, at least the first couple of times that they do the top 25, Ohio State, these Big Ten teams should not be automatically jumped above us because they haven't played a game yet. So anyway, we'll find out. This is definitely going to hurt UC's chances of making the college football playoffs. But hey, they got to play the games and you never know what's going to happen. I wish I could go to the game. Unfortunately, they are not letting any fans into Nippert Stadium at the as far as the first game goes. Second games, I don't know. Basketball, I don't know. We'll find out. It's all a fluid situation. Find out when we get there. All right. The Reds, unbelievably, are a half a game out of a wild card and a half a game out of second place. They won their fourth straight, a victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4-1. They have won five out of their last six games. They are playing their best baseball of the year. They're finally hitting. Shogo Akiyama is leading off and getting on base, and he is right now every bit of the player we thought he was going to be. He's setting the table. Vado's hitting. Tucker Barnhart jacked a home run last night. They're all hitting. We're hitting a ton of home runs. Hopefully, we're still, like last night, we scored four runs and then we stopped. That's one thing that still I want the Reds to get past. I want them to add on and add on and add on, because these other teams are not going to quit. And the way the ball flies out of the parks now, it's not that hard to get two, three runs back. So that's one thing the Reds got to work on. Now, Michael Lorenzen was the starting pitcher last night. He did really well. He pitched five innings, one run on four hits and no walks and six strikeouts. I mean, that's pretty good for not have started a game in 2 years. Now, like I said, the Reds have got a chance, and the national media is starting to talk about them, because I posted this video on Sports with Strawberry Ice and on Reds Country, where the guys on MLB Network were basically saying, nobody wants the Reds in the playoffs. Nobody wants to face us in a five-game series. Because, look, five-game series, you only got to win three of them. That's it. You got to face Bauer, Gray, and Castillo in your first three. Nobody wants to face that. I mean, we could easily win the first round. Pretty with those three going, and you know, I'm not saying we're going to. I have no idea. We got to get in the playoffs first. But the Reds are finally playing to the potential. Like I said, we're still relying on the home run a little bit too much. I like them. I like their approach they're doing now. It's like they have energy. They believe they can win, and they're getting better at bats. I mean, Jesse Winker, his first at-bat last night after coming off the IL, swung at the first pitch and grounded out with the bases loaded. But that was really the only really bad at-bat that I saw last night. We're working the count, and we're hitting the ball to the opposite field. I mean, I think Votto hit a ball. He grounded out to second base and moved Cassiano to third. We were not doing that stuff at the beginning of the year. Which beginning of the year was only a month ago. But those are things that we weren't doing, and those are things that were frustrating the crap out of me. I'm like, why aren't we doing that? It's basic baseball stuff. Back then, it was either we swung and missed or we swung and hit a home run. Like I said, we're still relying on the home run, I think, a little bit too much for us. But right now, I'll take it, and it's hopefully going to gradually get better where they will actually get more hits, and we need to add on runs. Anyway, the Reds are back at it tonight, hopefully sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. Game is at 6:40 on Fox Sports Ohio. This is a really cool week. I mean, you had Joe Burrow and the Bengals make their season debut Sunday. The Reds finally started. They decided they wanted to play and maybe get into playoffs. So they started playing great. Now we turn around. We got the Bengals versus the Browns, the Battle of Ohio tomorrow night. Game is at 8:20. It's on NFL Network, but locally here in Cincinnati, it'll be on Channel 12. Now, I don't understand this. I mean, I know they're in Cleveland, so the Browns are home, but the Browns are a 6-point favorite as of right now. I don't know. I'm not sure why, because the Browns did not look very good at all. I mean, Baker Mayfield's first pass was intercepted. And for my money, the last play Joe Burrow made, he looked pretty damn good. I mean, it should have been a touchdown to A.J. Green if they don't call it a pass interference. So I'm pretty stoked and pretty excited about the Bengals having a chance to beat the Browns. The Browns just did not look like on the same page. They weren't together. I don't know. I mean, to me, OBJ does not want to be in Cleveland. I think he's made that abundantly clear by his actions, by the way he plays, by his mood. And I really think that permeates through the team. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Baker will have a great game tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll find out. But comparing the two quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, I think, looked a lot better than Baker Mayfield. And a lot of the national guys are saying that too. Because Joe Burrow, like I said, for not having any preseason, not having any OTAs or anything, yeah, first half wasn't that good. Second half, last drive was really good. So anyway, tomorrow night, I'll be down here in the ice cave with my boys watching the Bengals win. Probably tomorrow, I will give my prediction of the score. Now, remember, guys, every day after the Bengals play, so the Bengals play on Thursday, so me and Mike and Jeremy, Sports Strawberry Ice and Bengals Nation, are going to be going live on my channel here, Sports Strawberry Ice. We're going to link the link up on Sports Strawberry Ice Facebook page and the Bengals Nation Facebook page, so you guys can click on that and ask us questions, ask us about Bengals Nation, whatever, talk about the game, yada, yada, yada. All that stuff. So it should be fun. We're going to do that Friday at 5 o'clock. Now, I invite you guys to come join the Facebook groups that I help run. Like I said before, it's Bengals Nation. We got Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And as always, do me a favor. Follow me, Sports Strawberry Ice, on all my social media platforms, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, it's a YouTube show, but it's also a podcast. I know you always can't watch a YouTube show. So do me a favor. Give me a 5-star review. I'm on Podbean, Spotify, Apple, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, I'm there and you can listen to me. YouTubers, like I said, we're on a roll again. We're doing great. We're up to 636 subscribers. It's awesome. Let's keep it rolling. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. Other than that, I am so excited about the Reds tonight. They're going for a 4-game sweep. I hope they win. Maybe we're in the playoffs as of right now. I mean, hopefully by tomorrow I'll say, hey, we're in the playoffs. We'll find out. Bengals play Thursday. Bearcats play Saturday. I love it. Sports all the time. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See you guys. Thank you.